think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Just send a message. Aaron will take care of you. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first hour, I was kidding about the chihuahua. Okay, I'm getting all kinds of hatred for saying it was okay to kill a chihuahua because it's a rat. It was a joke. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, we're going to do a What Are the Odds Wednesday and see if we can stay as unsportsy as possible.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people asking about what I think about the NHL playoffs. Go to SportsMap. I have a full preview on there. Every possible question that you're asking me is on SportsMap. I spent a lot of time on it. Very proud of it. Also has some bets, if you want to make some bets. I have some series plays I'm making, including Winnipeg is my favorite play because they're underdogs against the St. Louis Blues. So that's it. That's my hockey talk.
All right. Kyle says, how do we bet the Stros tonight? And you bet them without me because I don't handicap baseball.
Yeah, baseball is not my thing for betting.
I used to try. Baseball and NBA. Like when I was before, I think when you go through, and I've been now sports betting for, I mean, a long time, 15-ish.
Maybe more than
maybe
that.
Maybe more than that. Like, I mean, not just like, you know, $20 bets with my buddies, like actually sports betting. And you learn a lot of lessons along the way. And it's the same with poker or any other game of that's got a percentage of skill and a percentage of chance involved. So when you play games like that for a long time, you learn lessons over time. What things that work and things that work less and things that don't work at all. And when you're a young gambler, you like to gamble on everything.
Yeah.
Because you love that rush, and I do. I'm a junkie for that rush. That, you know, that feeling of Virginia minus one.
Yeah,
and it's going to overtime. I'm like, oh yeah, give it to me. That's what gets my. It's like getting the pump in the gym, like Arnold says. It's like he doesn't. It's like orgasming. He doesn't call it that.
Yeah,
he calls it something else that we can't say on the radio. But when you get that pump, it's like all the time. I'm just everywhere. But if that's what that adrenaline rush is, and I used to need it there was no off season. It was
when you first started,
dude.
You would be watching baseball games while we're doing the show, yeah. And you're living in, you're hanging on every pitch. And I'm like, dude, why are you betting baseball?
When I met Fred, I bet on hockey.
I still bet on hockey.
Yeah, but you watch hockey. I didn't watch hockey, and I was betting on it. I mean, it's crazy. But baseball and the NBA, I eventually and hockey, obviously. I mean, betting sports you don't watch at all is not advisable. But betting NBA and Major League Baseball, I realized I'm just not good at it. And it's a lot of work. And if you're not good at it, just don't do it. And find a different way to get that rush. So I found cocaine.
Yeah, and black tar heroin.
And yeah, and now I just get high and...
In gay bars in Dallas.
Bet college basketball.
Yeah. No, I honestly, like once a year, I'll find a baseball situation I like or an NBA situation I like, and I'll bet that. But it's rare, man, because it's just not something that... To me, those are the hardest two things to bet on.
Yeah.
And actually, college basketball, I think you're onto something because, you know, there's, especially with these smaller conferences, and that's what I try to do in football is I look for, you know, AAC and Conference USA and stuff like that, that not everybody's betting, because you can find some value there. Because I don't think they spend as much time putting lines together on Rice games.
You're right.
As they do the SEC. And I think college basketball, there's a lot of that too. And a lot of the games that, you know, and the good news for me is I don't have to follow it. I just ask you. But I'll play some of those, but that's because I know somebody who's good at it. I don't know anybody who's good at NBA betting.
I mean, I know people who are. I just can't. I'm not comfortable just tailing people. I don't know why. It's just never been my thing.
Yeah, you like to lose or win your own money.
That's me. Yeah, I want to. If I lose, I don't want to have anybody to blame but myself.
Right.
And it's an odd thing for me to say, as someone who's, you know, who made a good amount of money this year with people tailing my picks. That's fine, but it's just everybody's different. You know, either you originate your own stuff or you ride along with someone. But even if I was trying to ride along with Major League Baseball better, I don't win. I'm just not good at it.
Carl brings up a good point. I don't watch soccer, but I bet almost every time Jerry Bowe says to. Yeah, like I'll bet, I would say, 3 soccer matches a month now just off Jerry's picks.
Yeah.
Especially if I have a little extra in my account and I'm just bored.
Yeah.
And I know he's going to kill, especially his, I'll give you a little hint. When he says bet an over, go with it. That's like his strong point. But, you know, for the most part, no, I don't bet everything. I'm betting more of that kind of stuff. Like college basketball and soccer, I'm kind of fading you guys on or following you guys on because you're killing it. And, you know, I'm not betting a bunch. I'm betting like 50 or 100 bucks.
Right.
But it gives me a little rooting interest. Chase wants to know, what are the odds we get show notes for podcast listeners? They've been absent recently. What's up with that, Aaron?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to some interns.
Yeah. Slap some people around, man.
That's right.
Kill some chihuahuas.
I'll slap around the intern coordinator.
All right. Let's take a call.
By the way, yeah. Speaking of intern coordinator, Tyler went to the intern fair today.
Yeah.
He said a dude was there wearing a giant gold chain with a Playboy bunny on it, asking about interning here.
Oh, that's perfect.
That, you want him?
Yeah.
Okay. You personal intern? You a sports map intern?
No, I want him and Trey doing a show together.
So great.
All right, let's see what Ryan has. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. What are the odds that Bran the Builder is actually the Night King in Game of Thrones?
That's kind of been a rumor. I don't know.
I'm going to go 3%.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be somebody from, I don't know. Coach wants to know, what's the greatest lesson you learned in sports betting, or how much is your biggest loss? I don't get into how much I win or lose. I think the greatest lesson I've learned is don't play everything. You got to be selective. Yeah. And RJ always says that. The one advantage you have as a sports bettor is the ability to pass on a game.
And I'm still, I tell people that all the time, but I still have problems sometimes practicing it myself. Like I'll have sometimes a college football card where I've got 10 games and I'm like, dude, why would you play that many games? But then I find myself doing it. So I would say a great lesson to learn is I get that parlaying is exciting and you can make a lot off a little, but for the most part, parlaying is just lighting money on fire. And
yeah,
I know everybody thinks because here's what happens with parlays. Everybody eventually will hit one parlay, and I feel like it happens early on, and then that suckers them into believing that it's a smart bet. And you're thinking, oh, well, I've just got to bet $100 and I can win 480 if these 3-4 teams win. If the probability of you winning those games was +480 or less, Vegas wouldn't put +480 on the board for it. That's not how they've built their casinos. You're never getting true value out of those parlays. Yeah. And I know everybody's like, oh, I'd put down $20. And I see people who are like, look at my 10-team parlay. And you might hit that once.
It's like a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And if you're getting back 480, you're supposed to get back 700.
Yeah. And if you're just doing it for, you know, yeah, okay, I've got, I'm willing to throw down $100 a weekend just to have some rooting interest. That's fine. But if you're like actually, if you're trying to be serious and make money with sports betting, don't do it.
Well, and like when I'm just goofing off sometimes, yeah, I'll do a parlay, but I'm doing $25.
Yeah.
If I'm making a serious bet, it's going to be 20 times that. You know, it's just, but for just to have a little rooting interest and to have fun, that's fine. But
yeah.
If you're trying to be serious about it, no, that's a bad idea.
All right, guys, if you're trying to be serious about hoops, you need a serious hoop. Where are you going to get it? You might ask. Oh, maybe I'll just go to one of the big box stores. Well, that'd be stupid of you. Because ProDunkHoops.com, they've got the best basketball goals on the planet, the whole wide world. Manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, superior to any other goal, you're going to find the thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker, in fact, than the best brands in those big box stores. A tempered glass backboard, the no rust, and they've got a design to fit your home, whether you want it in the driveway, you want it in the backyard, you want it on the garage, however you want to set it up, they've got you covered. They've got the fully portable system, perfect if you've got a picky HOA, adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet so you can get out, your kid can get out there and feel like a superstar. You're going to be the coolest dad on the block. LED lighting on your goal so they can play at night. They've got so many of these options. It's a really cool thing. Check it out for yourself. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com or give them a call, 281-351-9822. That's ProDunk Hoops, ProDunkHoops.com.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Albert says, speaking of parlaying, four-game parlay. He had Juventus, and I think it's Ajax, right? Or Ajax? It's not Ajax.
I had the same ticket.
He had them to tie. Okay, that's good. He had Barcelona to win. Now he has Pistons and Blazers to win. $100 to win $1,150. Good luck. But see, here's the problem with that is if it's paying $1,150, the actual odds are probably it should be paying you $1,500. So you're kind of getting screwed out of money on it. That's why I'm not a fan. That's all. But I mean, for fun, yeah. I mean, if $100 is just throwaway money for you, that's cool. Apparently, our buddy Jerry Bowe's over at Lions Poker Palace.
Nice.
Says, checking out Lions Poker Palace, and I must say, I'm really impressed. Any of you guys looking for some solid poker action, check them out. Great Vegas-like atmosphere, and everyone is extremely friendly. Might be my new spot. Well, it's my spot, so. I'm thinking about going over there and playing their freeze-out on Sunday. I've been threatening to do it for about a month now.
Do it.
I want to. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I'm getting the poker bug again. What are the odds Bran will control the Dragons? I kind of feel like Bran is a red herring in this show. I think that
you've never respected Bran.
I don't like him. I didn't like him. I would have thrown him out the window, too. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That seems like overkill.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't kill him.
He was just a child.
It just snapped him, but yeah, it was a pain in the ass. I'm just not a Bran. I don't like that storyline.
Yeah.
And I think that his storyline, and then I thought they did way too much with Arya when she was doing the faceless man thing.
I didn't like that part of it, but I like Arya the character.
I like the character, but I got kind of out on her on that. But, yeah. So, you know what the parlays remind me of? It's like the person who goes to the racetrack for the first time and bets a straight superfecta and hits it. And then they're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Do you guys know how hard that is? I mean, it's like 1 in 1,100 to do something like that, even on a fairly predictable race. So,
hey, a lot of people have been talking about, and I know we're this is a little bit sports, but the Magic Johnson and the way he stepped down last night. Do you think that's a lame? A, do you think it's lame for him to do it like that? B, would you say that Magic Johnson's tenure was a failure?
Nah, it wasn't lame. I mean, it was just, I mean, if you're going to leave, you're going to leave. Yes, his tenure was a failure.
Okay.
And, you know, Magic's another one of those guys who's trying to do too much. He owns a baseball team. He's got all this other stuff going on.
He does.
And now you're going to go be...
And being an NBA GM, that's a full-time gig.
If you're going to do it right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his tenure was a failure. No question.
I kind of lean that way, too. A lot of people are defending him like, oh, well, you don't... I mean, you brought in LeBron. If LeBron doesn't get hurt, nobody's talking about him like a failure. I don't know if that's true. I mean... Did he hit on a big draft pick? Did he make a big trade? LeBron wanted to show up. LeBron fell into his lap. I don't know. I don't think that he did anything special necessarily. In fact, I feel like he probably should have done more if he wanted us to remember him as doing a good job, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. When a guy's popular like that, you don't want to admit that he's a failure.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. John Elway got lucky, or else wouldn't we be talking about him the same way with the Broncos?
Kind of.
And they got Manning and they won a Super Bowl, but ever since then, it's been a disaster.
Yeah.
But everybody loves John Elway in Denver.
They won a Super Bowl.
Nobody's going to say anything. Well, Magic, everybody loves Magic in LA. Nobody wants to say anything. Doesn't mean you're a good GM. And... Yeah, all this. Did you see Andre Johnson wants to be a GM someday? And like Houston fan, that'd be great. Dude, if you want, he would suck. Okay? And if he does, nobody's going to want to say he sucks because, he's Andre Johnson.
Right.
And we all love him.
People get nostalgic about that stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of silly.
Like, yeah, I mean, remember when Isaiah Thomas was a GM? It wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time, that's what winds up happening. Guess what? Michael Jordan's a crap owner. let's just be honest. He's a crap owner.
Yeah.
He's done a lousy job. Nobody wants to say it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I kind of like this, the way we look on Twitch a little better than...
I feel like we look the same.
Well, it's got enough other stuff on the screen that it sort of distracts people from looking at me.
Yeah.
That's what I like. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks, by the way. Much better to look at than me also. Anything that keeps people from looking at me on the screen is a positive.
Yeah.
In my world.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, well, I say you too, but regardless. Bryce says, what are the odds a Night King is an original Stark looking for help from his descendants? I've heard that theory too. I'm just team Night King. I don't care if he's a Stark. I don't care what he is. I just want him to win. And I want zombies to rule the world, and that's the end of it.
Okay.
That's how I want to see it end. But I'm sure they're going to put some kind of happy ending on it, and I don't want that. I mean, wouldn't that be the perfect ending? It's just this was for nothing. All these fights between Cersei and all the houses wind up being for nothing because they all wind up as zombies at the end.
I'm never disappointed if a bad guy wins. So.
Who says he's a bad guy?
He kills a lot of people.
No, he wasn't. He would have never left. He would have never crossed the wall if they hadn't come after him. They're the ones who caused the problem. They went up there to steal a white. And that's why you wound up, with an ice dragon. This is on humans, man. Humans went into his land. He wasn't coming down here.
He doesn't. If he's not a human, then he doesn't respect borders anyway. So what's the big deal?
Well, he wasn't going to be able to cross the wall. Humans did that. All he wants to do is make everybody equal. And, yeah, that's kind of communism, but you know what? It's good communism.
Hey, real quick, some news. We didn't get to it yesterday, but P.J. Washington declared for the NBA draft.
No shock.
A couple guys today decided not to go to the NBA. One is Blue Devils point guard Trey Jones. Decided he's going to come back for one more year. Probably a good call. And you'll like this one. Kentucky point guard Ashton Hagans has decided to return for his sophomore season.
He needs to.
Probably decided, hey, it'd be pretty cool if I learned how to shoot before I ran off to the NBA.
If I could make a shot, then I might be pretty good. So, yeah, he's
a good prospect, but he could use some work.
He could, and I think another year in college would do him a world of good. So,
but he's all—I mean, he's a 6'3" point guard that is an elite defender. Somebody would draft him. I mean, but he—if he works on his game a little bit, he can be—he could be a top pick.
Mont says, you guys are talking about athletes turning GM. What about Mayock turning GM?
No, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
That's impaired. We'll see. I mean, let's give the guy a chance, but I don't think it's going to end up working.
No. And at least I don't have to hear him on NFL Network anymore lisping all over the place.
It's true.
So there's that.
Although we don't make fun of people for speech impediments ever.
We don't?
No. Ever.
When did that happen?
Ever.
See, you turn into management and all of a sudden everything changes. Jeez. All right, guys. Listen, if you love fantasy baseball, you need to try my new favorite app. It's Draft. And, man, I'm killing it on Draft. I love playing. I pretty much play every day. I've been going heavy on the Astros the last couple days, and it's working out great. I've also got a couple season long. It's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season long league, but it's just for one day. They last for one night. When you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. There's nothing. Just however your players do. That's how you do. The best part, you can play for cold hard cash. You get paid out the next day. And whatever your bankroll, drafts start as low as a dollar. So there's a draft for everyone. And I'm telling you, man, this is such a cool thing because I'm never a fan of daily fantasy where I might put a team together and then somebody's got the same players. And so, you know, you wind up thinking you're doing well and you're not. Well, with draft, that's not the case. You get your team, they get theirs. You don't share players. And it's awesome. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time, all Blitzers will get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 281 says, the Lakers are set up wonderfully for the future. They have a 6'6 pass-first defending point guard Ball, bona fide superstar in the making Kuzma, wing scorer Ingram, and LeBron James. If that's a failure as a GM, sign me up. Everyone said the Lakers wouldn't be a contender this year, and now they're acting surprised that they weren't. No, everybody said they were going to be a contender this year. I mean, if you have LeBron James, you're supposed to be a contender.
Yeah, you should be,
and
even with 55 games of LeBron, you should be a playoff team at worst.
And I'm not so sold on Ball and, I mean, Kuzma I like, but Ingram, I'm not sold on those guys.
I'm not either.
So, yeah, you can sign up for that, and I'll sign up for a GM job and do a better one than you.
Yeah.
How's that? 713-780-ESPN. What do you got now? What's next?
I got some, did you see this about your boy?
Which boy?
Jordan Binnington.
Did not see it.
You're a fan of his, right?
Yeah. He helped you win the title in the trade. I think, but having said that, I'm betting Winnipeg against him because he's stepping into a playoff situation that I think is going to be a little difficult.
I mean,
he's
a rookie.
Yeah, first time in the playoffs.
Sometimes you're not ready for what comes with the spotlight.
The intensity in playoff hockey is from regular season hockey, completely different.
You know what else happens when the spotlight gets on you sometimes?
You masturbate in public?
No. Well,
that's just me. Sorry.
People go through your old tweets.
Uh-oh. What did he do now?
I was thinking, this is Jordan Binnington's tweet, not mine. I was thinking, When people who wear the burkas are at the airport, how is security able to see if it's them on their passport? Seriously. And if you're underage and nervous about getting into a bar, throw the damn burka on. No way the bouncer will get into the awkward questioning thing. And then he said one, he had one. Yeah, taxi man, I'd probably rather listen to the radio than listen to you talk on the phone in another language. Which, I don't know if that one's that insensitive. I would kind of too. But I'd rather hear the radio than him talk in English. I don't want to hear my taxi driver talking or my cat or my Uber driver.
Yeah.
I overtip if you don't talk at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Just, hey, are you Fred? Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I really want.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That was Doug. The Blues are playing the Jets, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody's on the Blues because they finished so strong because Bennington played great. And the Jets have kind of been staggering to the finish. But the Jets also were missing one of their best defenders. He's back.
It says the tweets were dug up and shared by Paul Gackle, a California-based sports reporter who primarily covers the San Jose Sharks.
What does he got to do with it?
No, he's the one who decided to throw Jordan Bennington's business out there.
By the way, Golden Knights over the Sharks.
Okay.
That's one of my other plays. Which, I have a ticket on the Sharks at 18-1 that I got when we were in Vegas right after they made the Carlson trade.
Yeah.
But their goalie sucks. He's terrible. Mike keeps saying, talking about the White Walkers were in the process of marching south. Not sure John's dumb decision to go north would alter the outcome. And he said if the wall was an absolute deterrent, John wouldn't have been pressing the issue in season six. Maybe John is stupid because they made it really clear. His uncle made it really clear that the dead could not get past the wall, that there was magic there. So why are you messing with them at all? Yeah, you get all the wildlings killed. Fine.
Yeah.
So it was a dumb decision. Everybody wants to think that he and Danny do everything right. Dude, they suck as leaders. I mean, how many times did she have to try to convince the Dothraki that, yeah, I mean, listen, there was no reason for them to ever go north of the wall to get the damn white. That was just a dumb, dumb plan that cost them a dragon. The dragon allows them to get past the wall now. And that was stupid. John made a dumb decision. Can we just say it? We criticize Bill O'Brien every week for his garbage. We can't criticize Jon Snow?
I mean, I think we can.
That was
he's the coach.
That was a dumb decision. Never should have happened. Is that D? Is that the name? I can't see that far.
D's
phone call. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Sports, man. I know.
Yeah, I had my radio up. I couldn't hear y'all. But I do agree with and I'm a Magic Johnson fan, man. I'm 44 years old, so I grew up watching Magic as a kid, and he was my guy. But he has done a piss poor job as a GM, and he should be criticized for it. And I think, you know, he lured LeBron in, and now, you know, he thought the work was done. But now you got to recruit some free agents this offseason, so here's where the work starts. But real quick, the main reason the Lakers missed the playoffs is because of all the injuries. LeBron James missed 18 games, along with Rondo missing about 30 games, and Lonzo Ball missing the last 2 weeks of the season. Now, people, real quick, you know, people say, well, LeBron was in the West. He could have missed those games. I've got news for you. His last year in the East, had LeBron James missed 18 games with Cleveland, the Cavaliers wouldn't have made the playoffs either. So, anyways, I'm disappointed in Magic, man, and they're going to have a long battle to get back uphill and get back to prominence if they can't get the GM situation, the president situation solved.
Can I just say one thing about the Lakers? They're not the Lakers anymore. They haven't been since Dr. Jerry died.
Yeah.
That was the guy who was holding it all together. Now you got his daughter who, while attractive, I don't know that she knows what she's doing. His son was an idiot. What made the Lakers great was you started with ownership and, you know, they did everything to win. Well, that guy's gone now. So, and Deacon brought up something good on the text line that Magic's failed at everything he's done other than basketball. He failed as a talk show host. He failed as a coach. He's failed as a GM.
Well, a president. I keep calling president, him GM.
Yeah.
Rob Pelinka was the GM. But I think what happens next is really going to kind of define Jeannie Buss, because it's obvious what happened with her. She decided that, well, she was like, oh, man, you remember when Jerry West and Pat Riley and Kareem and, you know, all these people were, and we won all these championships, Showtime. So let's just put Magic in charge. And by the way, Rob Pelinka, Magic's former, or Kobe Bryant's former agent, let's make him the GM. Let's make Magic the president and see what, like, I think she needs to find someone who's got no connection to the Lakers and stop acting like it's a good old boys club and just find someone who's right for the job.
Well, how about this? If you're going to have a connection to the Lakers, bring Jerry West back. But I think the problem is no one there knows how to run that franchise the way that their dad did. It's that simple. And, you know, it's like when we talk about, well, it's like the Raiders, as much as things fell apart for Al Davis at the end. I mean, Al Davis was kind of the reason the Raiders were the Raiders for the longest time. The Rooneys are the reason the Steelers are the Steelers. They've managed to keep it going. But, you know, it's not always the same. I mean, I think Jim Irsay's dad was a little better at running a team than he is. He just happened to get lucky with quarterbacks. You know, it just sometimes that happens. Albert says, for a betting degenerate here, what golfer has better odds to win the Masters? I see one of Tiger to make the top five looking tempting. I honestly know zero about golf betting.
Yeah, I know.
We don't know. Everybody's asked this week. I would just get online. There's a bunch of people who've written some betting previews for the Masters. But if I sit here and pretend like I know what I'm talking about there, then I'm a 6'10 host, and I'm not going to do that. So, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Live quarter horse racing is back at Sam Houston Race Park in 2019. Join us there this Friday from 4 to 7. We'll have 50 cent beer from 6 to 9. Post time 7 o'clock. Have dinner at their Winter Circle restaurant. This is a great deal, man. Just $30 per person. That includes admission, the buffet, tax, and gratuity, and the food there is fantastic. Best deal in town, so join us at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
Speaking of food.
Oh, this is so good. I'd rather just take a segment off and eat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Arash from Beavers brought us some food, and we're going to have him on here in the 6 o'clock hour. So, 713-780- ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this sucks because Holly sent me this story, and it's the Washington Post again.
Oh.
Keep reading for a dollar.
Yep.
Bleep you, Washington Post.
The failing Washington Post.
Fake news. So you know what? I'm going to go to CNN.com and get the same story.
Well done.
Wait,
isn't CNN failing too?
Yeah, but I'm not paying a dollar for the damn story. Suck it, Washington Post. So a Taiwanese woman had a swollen eye. Doctors went to treat her.
I saw this. This is the craziest.
I know. They found four tiny bees living under her left eyelid.
Oh, my God.
The minuscule insects known as sweat bees are about 3 to 4 millimeters or 0.12 to 1.6 inches in length.
Oh, I hate nature.
I saw something that looked like insect legs, so I pulled them out under a microscope slowly and one at a time, said the head of the ophthalmology department at Taiwan's Fuyin University Hospital.
If this starts happening in America, we're screwed.
Yeah, we're dead. I mean, animals and robots are already out to get us, but they nest near graves and in fallen trees, so it's easy to come across them while hiking in the mountains. The woman said, it was very painful. Tears wouldn't stop coming out of my eyes. Well, bees certainly stopped coming out of your eye. She said, I was scared to death.
At least you weren't dead to death.
Ooh. The doctor said, thankfully, she came to the hospital early. Otherwise, I might have had to take her eyeball out to save her life.
I mean, that's not surprising. If bees get in your eyeball, I would imagine it's in danger of being gone.
So, but they saved her, says, after 3 hours of agony, visited the hospital where doctors determined she was suffering from a bacterial skin infection and a severe corneal erosion caused by the sweat bees. So we can add that to the list of things that we don't want bleeping with us. Sweat bees, snakes, spiders. Anything else we need? Or does that do
sweat
it?
Sweat bees, snakes, spiders, scorpions.
Scorpions, yeah. We don't want them.
Sharks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of sharks.
That's about it. Well, I mean, alligators.
Yeah, although, you know, they're okay. I'm just not going to stick my hand in their mouth.
Yeah. Birds.
You don't like birds?
I don't like the idea of a bird touching me.
Well, I don't really want a bird touching me either unless it's like...
I mean, they're fine to look at from afar. Like, I mean, alligators, I don't mind looking at them. I just don't want one to touch me.
Okay. That's fine, but like, if... What if you had like one of those arm things and you had like a falcon or an eagle or something that you put on your arm? I see, I'd do that.
Mm-mm.
Like Robin in Game of Thrones. Somebody says mosquitoes. Yeah, I'll put mosquitoes on that
mosquitoes
list.
Oh, yeah, mosquitoes suck.
Yeah.
Almost all bugs.
Well, not all of them. Some of them are kind of cool. Like ladybugs don't really hurt you. Love bugs. True. I mean, love bugs are just annoying. And they have sex all the time. That's not a bad thing. So, yeah, 90 degrees today. Apparently this weekend we're going to have lows in the 50s again.
I saw a... Oh, that sucks.
Well, I'm just another, passing that on.
Yeah, another thing I don't like, cold. Did you see... I don't know if you were... If your channels are next to the... next to, like, in the same order as mine, because I'm on UVerse. But I saw a show last night when I was... Because I flipped over to the AT&T channel to watch, I wanted to watch the Rockets, and it was the Astros, and I was like, oh crap, the Rockets are on national. What's the name of the show that you see right there below the Astros game?
Pelican, no, Astros. Oh, really? Really? That's where we're going?
What is the name of that television program?
It's not about me. It's not about me. I'm just going to say that. It's called the Gay Falcon. It's not about me.
The Gay Falcon.
See, and
the Fred Fowler story.
No.
When you click info, it says the Fred
Fowler
story.
No, it does not. It does not. I don't know what the hell that is. And
I've got a really good idea. I'm going to make
you're going to find out what that is about, aren't you?
I'm going to go make a Wikipedia page about it.
No, don't do that. just I want to see what it's about. I'm kind of curious.
Oh, you know what it's about.
No. Could be about...
It's on a porno channel.
That's not a porno channel. That's like... come on, that's like Fox Sports Detroit or something.
That's true. I don't know what it was.
Now I got to look it up. This yeah, it pops right up. 1941.
That's the year you were born.
No, that's not the... It's the first in a series of 16 films about a suave detective nicknamed the Falcon.
This is about you.
Intended to replace the earlier The Saint Detective series, the first film took its title from the lead character, Gay Lawrence. Okay, so that's what it is. But that's from 1941.
Yeah, well, now you know.
See, Gay had a different meaning in 1941.
Oh, sure it did.
It meant happy. Where that was the guy's name was Gay. Gay Lawrence.
I'm making something for you.
Oh, great.
You're going to be so happy.
No, I'm not. And
you are.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being gay either. So
there's not. Not
and,
one
and,
thing.
And but, oh, well.
so great.
You know what? Just
I'll tweet it out so everybody has access to this.
Great.
This can be your new profile picture, Fred.
No, it can't. Said, I earned a yearly company award to an all-inclusive resort in the Dominican Republic. My wife can't go, but she told me to go by myself. What are the odds she's testing me, and how mad will she be if I do go? Depends on how long you've been married. I would say if it's under 5 years, yes, she's testing you. If it's over 5 years, she's probably okay with you being gone, and she probably has a boyfriend she wants to spend time with.
Oh, that's a good possibility.
That's just my guess. Just depends on how long you've been married. Is that the movie slogan, the gay falcon, it pops right up? No, that's not the slogan.
Here we go. I'm tweeting it out now.
Great.
I want everybody to have access to this.
Can I go home?
Seven.
Great. Kind of. Well, I'm not going to skip the 6 o'clock because we're going to be talking barbecue.
That's true.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. And
there you go. I just tweeted it out. My masterpiece.
Right. You just do your live read, and I'm going to sit here and eat barbecue.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Listen, unless you've got way too much money, if that's you, you can stop listening. But if you need some more money, here's a way to get some. If you own your home, grab your smartphone and start saving today. TGS, they want to deliver you some big savings on your policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. You don't even need to wait until your renewal because TGS is going to take care of the back end, the paperwork, the nonsense, so you can free your mind and start fattening your wallet today. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today. You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna win, there's nothing to